The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Well, hello, everyone. Can you hear my voice today okay? What about the voice that you hear from within yourself? Do you wonder if that voice, that little voice that's speaking out to you, is your soul? Or do you really just think it's your mother and you're just repeating what she's told you in the past? Well, my guest today is here to help us connect and listen to our soul, our inner guidance system. Dr. Julie Krull is a person I consider a dear friend and someone who has helped me understand and connect with my own soul. Living in a world that was built and based in practicality, talking to my soul and listening to it was something that was totally out of my comfort zone. So Julie is here today to help us listen to that inner guidance system and talk about what we can do with it. Julie, welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's just jump into this subject because you and I've talked before that I'm one of those folks that had never operated at all on listening to my inner voice. Do you find that a lot as you're working with clients?
Yeah, actually, you know, I never thought about that question before, but most often when clients and people present, you know, in my office or in my consulting or coaching business, that is one thing that you know, we haven't been taught in this Western culture, how to really be still, be quiet, and what that voice really is. We have a lot of, I think, teachings from the outside that tell us maybe what we should do or how it should look, or, you know, we have all these beliefs and boundaries, and then we really don't empower ourselves to fully have that deep, intimate relationship with who we really are. So, yeah, it happens a lot.
It's such an interesting concept because, you know, most of us were brought up, and we're all a little bit different, but we're brought into whether it's a religion or a spirituality, something through our family's growth. But as we get older, we look at these concepts a little bit differently. So some people may say that's God talking to them and not see it as actually being part of who they are. But whether you call it God or your inner guidance system or your soul, it is part of who you are. You just have to learn to listen and maybe understand, right?
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it, Cheryl, because a lot of times that early conditioning is to look outside of ourselves for the directions. You know, I just had a conversation with a dad whose first son went off to college, and they're really struggling with, you know, what if he doesn't make the right decisions? What if we have to tell him what to do? Da, 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 you know, and I just had this hour-long conversation with him because we're so ingrained to look outside of ourselves for the guidance, and then we assume that that's the same way we raise our kids and everything. And we had this really meaningful conversation. And I could give him some ways to look at himself throughout his life and look at those times when it really was him making some new decisions, some, you know, looking at our beliefs and our boundaries really different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the ability to turn inward and really know and trust that voice, and whether we call it God, whether we call it source, whether we call it the universe or the field or that still small voice within us, there is this navigation system, and it is us because we are created with, you know, we're created and connected with all of creation. It's all one interdynamic, interconnected, beautiful, beautiful creation if we allow ourselves to really understand ourselves in that way. It's as simple as our breath, you know, and our breath being like this. Imagine this. As I breathe in, my breath connects with my lungs and my cells and my blood and my bloodstream. And pretty soon it's moving everywhere within my body. And that same breath as I breathe out, connects me right now in the moment with my dog who's right here, with this room that's right here. And if I really expand on that same concept, I begin to be directly connected with the trees right outside of my windows right here. And as I breathe out, they breathe in that same air. And we can take this and expand it out in this whole universe if we went through an exercise of doing that. But literally, that's as simple as it is we are literally that connected with that guidance, just like that breath.
Let me ask you this, because I know that I've heard this before, and I truly agree with you. I believe we are connected to every living and existing part of this universe. But what do you say to the people whose response to that is, so what? Who cares? This is my life. I'm just living my life. I don't care about anything else. I just have to take care of me and my family. How do you help them see the importance of connecting the dots, so to speak?
That's a good question, because those who are ready to wake up to that will usually come with a crisis or something in their life that's not working. Then they'll look at how come the dots aren't connecting. Someone who's in that place is saying, you know what, it's just me. They really aren't ready. There's not a consciousness that's wanting to really look at that in a literal and metaphoric form. You know, I think about, I have a person in my mind who's really busy, 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 go, go, go. Yeah, right. I'm connected to everything. But, you know, and it goes back to our conversations that we've had, Cheryl, in that ego versus essence, in our separate self versus our connected self, that individual finite self in comparison to that infinite self. And when we're in that place, that ego separate self, we're really not in a consciousness that is ready to look at all of that. And there's nothing wrong with the ego development. And I really want to underline and put an exclamation point there, because so many of our spiritual teachers nowadays, and even the field of psychology, you know, there's this question of, is it time to annihilate the ego, get rid of the ego, you know, and it's a beautiful part of our development. You know, it's a beautiful part of our development. And people who are in that place just are, and it just is, and we have to stop being in judgment of it. But if something's not working in our lives, then that's usually when it's time to start connecting the dots and going, oh, okay, maybe. Yeah, I get it. So, you know, I'm not into convincing anybody to be more spiritual if they're not wanting to be spiritual.
And that's
really
what's wonderful about this, because, Julie, I agree with you. It doesn't do any good to judge another person. We all come into this space when it is the right time for us to do that. And you're right. It could happen during the time of a challenge or an emergency or something that really shakes us to the core. But when we're ready, we're going to be open for that. Now, part of what you talk about, for those that are ready to make these connections, is the importance of aligning with a compassionate heart. Talk about what that means.
Oh, gosh. You know, I love this topic, because if we think about aligning and attuning, like think about it, you know, things that are in harmony are in tune. And when we attune to these frequencies and these ways of being, it creates so much more harmony in our life. So the alignment and the attunement with our own heart, the alignment and the attunement with this source, this higher source, creator, God, energy, understanding, and then also the alignment, the attunement with creation are all really three important things. And then I take it out to community as well in our relationships. But if we don't do the heart and our own, putting ourselves in that equation, like if I'm only really conscious of being attuned to God, but I'm not really bringing it into me and my life, and having compassion for me and maybe some compassion for my shortcomings, or a little bit more self-love and understanding that I'm a part of the bigger picture. If I don't see myself as an important, integral part of this creation, then I'm really not in alignment with God, Creator, and I'm not in alignment with creation either. So bringing it into who I am and my heart and the compassion that comes from that place for self and others, it's really not activated. You know, it's like I'm doing this for something outside of myself. And so the alignment, and I'll pause here in a second and let you go, but imagine it as really fully bringing it into who we are as a co-creator of our experience in our life, bringing into our heart, seeing ourselves fully integrated, just like that breath of that interconnected part of who we really are on the planet and how we're here to express ourselves. Then we activate it.
It's such an interesting concept and connecting the dots, because as I'm hearing you talk about this, it's like we learn that there's a God, but we think that the God is outside of us. And you were talking before about your client who was looking outside of himself for his own answers and his own comfort. But right now, this is truly the heart of integrating ourselves and understanding that we are connected, even if we don't believe it or we don't understand it, to just appreciate the fact that there is a connection and start to draw ourselves deeper into that connection. And you're really talking about being kind to ourselves, too, because we're normally harder on ourselves than anyone else is, but this is about that love, that compassion for ourselves as part of the bigger picture.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it is really kind of a critical piece of this whole puzzle. I historically have been really good at the connection with God, Creator Source, and the connection with creation and the connection with other people, but I've been really hard on myself. Very self-critical and not in that place of understanding how to really fully embody all of it. And what I've learned over time is that all four of those connections are critical. They're an important step. If we don't do one of them, we're not fully in that co-creative capacity that we have for really the fullness of flow and ease and joy and creation and abundance in life. So all four of them are connecting those dots, like you say, connect the dots. All four are important. We can't skip those steps.
Well, yeah, as I'm sitting here listening to you, it's funny, and you and I've talked about this before. You have always been, since I've known you, so tuned in to what is greater than self and the soul and the universe, so to speak. And I came from it totally different place where it was all about the here, the now, the individual standing alone. And that's how you've helped me, quite frankly, see beyond myself and see that I can listen and trust this inner guidance system as you speak because of the connection. And you managed to do it in a way, quite frankly, I'm a simple person. You know that everything about me is simple. You do it in a way that resonates. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here with our audience, because we're sitting here going, this really isn't a hard thing to do. There are very simple ways to put this alignment together and appreciate it, again, when you're ready to do it. And just to tie on to one other thing, you're so adamant. Okay, that's probably a harsh word. You're so dedicated to connecting the dots, not just with people in the universe, but with all of creation, with nature, and developing that harmony. Talk about why that's so important.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it could be a whole radio show.
Yeah, it could be a series of radio shows. But the simple two-word answer is, well, I guess it's three. It's all one. You know, everything is one. It's the unity piece. So why creation? Why nature? We are as interrelated and interdependent with Mama Earth as anything. And some people are even saying, what if Earth was the same source energy as God? I mean, really, Let's start thinking about things differently. We think of God, heaven, someplace out there in the cosmos, and then we have this earth thing, and we're really treating our earth like we've treated our body minds for so many centuries here. We just are not kind. And think about the interdependence. We need her for everything. We are made of the same minerals, the same carbon, water. I mean, if we look at the molecules, we're made of earth substance. There's no separation. And we're not these things that carnate from someplace else that can live here independently. We need our mama earth for food and sustenance right now. I don't know if it'll change someday, but right now we need it. We need clean air. We need clean water. And then let's talk about our soul. I need the beauty. I need the green. I need to connect with the earth, feel that energy. I need to look at the trees and the birds outside that are singing right now, and the squirrels are running in my yard. I need all of it for my mental well-being, for my spiritual well-being, and quite literally for our physical well-being. We are dependent. We need her. It's all one. We can't exist without it. So when we start looking at it, the big picture-wise, with nature, earth, as well as God creator, and see ourselves as this integral part of this beautiful system, it makes it so simple.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard it put quite that well, that eloquently, because I know that as someone, and so many people that we work with, you know, you love the fall or you love the spring, you love being out and walking in nature, but to actually make that connection that you need that relationship, that community with what is greater than just the individual body, and that's nature, and that's this earth, is just, yes. I've never heard it put that way, so thank you.
You're welcome.
You just made another connection for me, Julie.
Yay. You know, I like to look at it as communing. And, you know, if you think about from a religious perspective, those that have understand communion, it's really making ourselves be one with God, creator, and really taking that into our body and into our consciousness. And it's the same thing. We commune with nature. Yes, we love to walk in the mountains or in the waves of the ocean coming up on the beach or in the prairies picking wildflowers. We love to commune in nature, but literally we are communing energetically, and you know, everything about the experience is an interrelated coexistence. I like that one too.
And it truly is what you call the bigger resonant community, because we are all connected.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, as we're getting through all of these concepts that are just, you know, my eyes are just bugging out. My brain's going 20 miles an hour right at the moment, which is fast for me. Talk about what you call the field of potentiality and how that plays.
Okay, this is a good one.
Into this.
Put your seatbelt on. If it's 20 miles an hour, let's go 50, okay? Field of potentiality. So a lot of times in our human conditioning, as we've seen God outside of ourselves as the God of creation, okay, then we're so separate from that piece. Now imagine, as we're really understanding that we're never really separate from God, and we're never really separate from creation, what you're talking about with this resonance is what quantum physics is learning, that this is all a field. It's all an energetic field. And what we're learning about energy, which is beautiful, is that the same patterns that exist in an individual person as far as our energy flowing are the same patterns that exist in an apple and the whole planet Earth. How energy moves and how energy supports us have a lot of similarities in the apple, in the person, in the whole planet. And then imagine going clear down to the micro level of a cell. The energy moves and sustains an individual cell in the same way as well. So this is creating this big field. Okay, it's more than just our consciousness. It really is about this connectivity, that it's really one energetic field. So when we talk about the field of potentiality, and we place ourselves in the whole big picture again, connected with God, creator, divine, source, energy, whatever we want to talk about that, the universe, and really connected with this physical realm, the earth, and our community around us, we become like, I like to say, a co-creator in creation, co-creating our experiences. But we tap into this field that's so much greater than ourselves. The whole imagining of our potential, when we tap into this field, we're tapping into the intelligence that's breathing me. I don't have to say, I want to breathe this many times per minute. I'm tapping into the same intelligence that's beating my heart. And I don't have to tell my heart, I want you to beat this many times per second or per minute. I don't have to be that directive controlling of my experience. When I tap into the field, everything is already there. And when I understand that, then I can tap into the guidance that takes me into even greater experience of myself in the world, greater abundance of myself in relationships, in my relationship to the earth and other people and God, creator, and myself. I could step into this whole field where all of that divine intelligence lives. It exists. And when I'm in that place, I'm not in my separate self anymore, that ego, separate self, finite self. I'm literally in the essence of who I am. I'm in that infinite sense of who I am related to everything, that beautiful, expansive place where all creation can happen.
It literally is truly mind-blowing to think about being able to tap into something that we don't quite fully grasp, but if we consider it just as our heart beats and we breathe through our lungs without necessarily thinking about it, usually we don't, but to be able to tap into what you call that field of potentiality of what is out there with the same ease as we do when we breathe and our heart beats, just, all right, that's a concept that just blows my mind out of the water, and I like it. But I also like the fact, and I want to make sure our audience knows about this, you're actually going to conduct a program to help us tap into all of these things. Can you talk about your Activate Your Universal Soul Self program?
I would love that. You know, we're talking about this universal intelligence, this divine creation that we are an integral part of. And I call it the universal self, so that we can really see ourselves in the bigger picture of who we really are. And when we see ourselves as this finite self that we've been conditioned, really, really conditioned to believe that we are separate individuals, we really can fall into fear and anxiety, and a lot of suffering comes from that place of seeing ourselves as separate. And so there are a lot of amazing things happening on our planet right now, Cheryl. There are a lot of amazing people leading the way and teaching things. And like you talked about, that simple way of seeing it is so helpful. I scrolled on purpose. I looked at a couple teleseminars that are out there right now and some summits, and I was looking at a lot of the different spiritual teachings, and, you know, there's a lot of rules and there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. There's some, what we, a lot of people would say, there's woo-woo stuff out there that's so way out there, that there's truth and beauty in it, but people can't relate to it. And then there's this technical stuff, and there's quantum science, and there's so so many, there's left brain, right brain. There's lots of different ways of looking at it, but some people, it's so confusing. I don't know about you, but it's so overwhelming for most people to go, oh, wait, what's this? Akashic records or the quantum physics or the resonance or the, and it's so difficult when there are so many different paths to do this. And so, you know, that's what we're speaking about. And so this program and my calling is to help this be really simple. I love simple steps, real change too. I love you, Cheryl. And that's my calling.
And I really appreciate it. Now, we're going to put the link up on the website. Unfortunately, we've just run out of time and we could just keep talking about this. But your program is Activate Your Universe Soul Self. And on the website, we'll have juliekruhl.com on the show page, so you can click on it and go to Julie's program. Julie, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry we ran out of time. We're going to do this again.
Oh, let's do it again. I always love being here, and thank you to all you and Empower Radio and the listeners. I love you all.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for being here today. This is Cheryl Maloney, and we've been here with Dr. Julie Kruhl. Have a great week.